Speaker is Alianta from San Diego.
My name's Alianta. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Brian, for asking me to speak and participate in my recovery on a Friday night. I'm so nervous. Okay, we got that out of the way. I have a sobriety date. It's October 11th, 2016. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I sponsor women. And I have a home group. It's Fourth Dimension on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on Normal Street, which I think is hilarious. I'm reworking the steps right now. I just did my my fifth step. And my sponsor mentioned some things to me that are perfect right now. She mentioned that I seek image management before all else. And she said, I'm dishonest because I can't be vulnerable or communicate honestly. And 2 days later, Brian asked me to speak tonight. And I started thinking like, oh my God, what am I going to say that's going to change 200 people's lives in 10 minutes? and then I remembered that I just need to be honest and vulnerable. When I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I had a very clear idea of who I was as a human being. I had worked very hard to become this human being. I had a full ride to college for music and academics because I'm really smart and I'm also artistic, and it's super important that you all know that about me. I went on to sing professionally because I'm super artistic and talented. I ran businesses, plural. I made money. I drove cars with expensive names and have a dog with an expensive name. And I was in a relationship for 13 years because that proves that I am capable of giving and receiving love successfully. And it's really important to me that you guys know that. I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous thinking somebody like me does not belong here. When in reality, I spent my entire life building this idea of who I was, because the truth is I was born very, very poor. I was raised by a single mother who was mentally ill, untreated by choice, in a very violent home with a lot of trauma. And when I was 11, my mom took my little sister and I to a courthouse, and she said she had to go to the bathroom and that she would be right back. And she did not come back. And I don't want to minimize that experience because it fucking sucks, and like no human being should have to go through that. But it does not make me an alcoholic, and it does not give me the right to check out of life and accountability and responsibility. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks a couple weeks ago when I was doing my fifth step that I have a little sister. She's 14 months younger than me, so we're essentially the same age. We had all the same friends through middle school and high school. We both had full rides to college. We both had the same experience. She's my closest friend in the entire world. And she is not an alcoholic. She is a very successful woman with a successful career, a successful marriage. She's a successful mother because she lived life on life's terms, and I chose not to. I used that experience to create an identity for myself that I am nothing, I am worthless, and at the same time, I am far superior to every one of you. Because you don't know what it's like to go through what I went through and go on to do what I've done. So I spent my life really trying to keep you all close enough to me that I could get whatever I wanted whenever I wanted it, like if I'm being, and keep you far enough away that it didn't hurt when you left me, which you're all gonna do at some point. The truth of the matter is, when I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I no longer had any businesses. I had totaled many expensive cars. I was penniless. I was in a relationship that had ended a long time ago. I just didn't know it yet. And I was dying. I was spiritually dead. And I had spent my life trying to fill a spiritual void with a lot of things, and it didn't work. When I found booze, it worked. It worked really well. Like, I loved alcohol. And I started drinking in college. I didn't drink often, but I drank alcoholically when I drank. When I went into business, I started drinking daily, because that's what somebody in my income bracket in my industry did. Like, you drink daily. I had one drink a night that my boyfriend would make for me, and I didn't know that it was alcoholic, that I looked forward to the making and drinking of this beverage, like, all day. Because it was one drink. I remember the first time I asked him to make me a second one, and he was shocked. Like, he thought it was so weird. And I didn't think that it might be weird. I just thought, like, obviously, I have to hide it. And so I did. And when he would smoke or go to the bathroom, I would refill my drink. And when I started drinking enough that I thought he might notice, I started buying my own booze. And that was that. I remember the first time I drank in the morning. I hear people talk about taking their first drink and feeling this sense of ease and comfort. And I didn't get that with my first drink, but I got that with my first morning drink. I had an 8 o'clock meeting with a client that one of my account managers could not close. And I walked into that meeting like a superhero. I had no care in the world. And it was like I had found this secret. Everything, like I was okay. I didn't have to worry about what you were thinking about me. I didn't have to worry about whether I was pretty enough or smart enough or funny enough or anything else enough. I just was. And I continued drinking in the morning every day for a number of years until, you know, at the end it became me drinking 20 to 22 hours a day every single day. I did not sleep. I did not eat. I could not go an hour without drinking. I had kidney failure, liver failure. My platelets were critically low. I had seizures multiple times a week for my last year of drinking. One of them caused permanent nerve damage, and I can't see, which is really nice right now. And that's one of the things I'm trying to get honest about is, like, that I can't always communicate with you guys the way that you think I can. If you look at me from across the room, I don't know what you're saying to me with your face and your body language. And instead of pretending that I'm okay when I'm deathly afraid, I just have to speak up and say something about these things, right? I lost a lot, and when I lost all of that, it wasn't enough. I lost my mental faculties. I did not know that drinking alone could cause hallucinations and delusions and what they call I had a mental break, complete psychotic break. Not one. I had a lot of them. And I was like that crazy person that you see on the corner of the road, like talking to people, yelling at people who aren't there for like a year. But I didn't have a problem with alcohol. In fact, when the doctor started using the word schizophrenic, I was like, thank God. Like, I was so happy that I didn't have to quit drinking. That is a true story. I'm not making that up. But really, thank God. Like, I had a moment. I didn't know what caused it. I know now that it was God, where I just, like, I couldn't do it anymore. And I checked myself into a hospital. That hospital took me to AA. I worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And if nothing else is heard from my 10 minutes of fame, what I want to share is that I did not believe the 12 steps were going to work for me. I believed I was going to die an alcoholic death, and I was okay with that. But there was enough of me that didn't want to die. I gave it a shot, and I didn't give it a half-assed shot. I gave it 100%, because, like, what was the worst that was going to happen? Like, I was going to die. Like, I already knew that. So I gave it 100%, and sometime in the first few months of sobriety, like, the steps just started working. I didn't seek God, but I found a God. that I don't understand at all, but I love so much and I'm so grateful for. Today I have relationships with people like with no ulterior motive. Just grateful to have these relationships, and I guess that's my time. So work the steps, just be willing. You don't have to believe it's going to work. If you do it, like, it's probably going to work. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. We will have a drawing at the end of the meeting.